What's going on, y'all? Cecilario Hernandez here, talking about having money. You guys can think what you want to think about me. It's fine. I can accept how you feel about me talking about money. As for me and my house, this is what we decide to do. And we're out of debt. We don't owe any money. All we owe is our mortgage. We're following the Dave Ramsey baby steps. We're on baby step 4, 5, and 6. That is contributing 15% of our income to retirement. And a good growth stock mutual fund in the Roth IRA or in an employee's 401k. I don't have 401k, so we're putting it in a Roth IRA. And baby step 5 is putting away for kids' college. We're putting $50 every paycheck. I get paid every week. And it's also into a good growth stock mutual fund, in that meaning that it's growing interest on interest, so that way when my kids are ready to go to college, they got money for college. And the baby step 6 is paying off my home early. So right now I'm in the process of paying off my home, and we're projected to have it paid off within the next 4 to 5 years, or 4 years or something like that. And the reason why all this is possible is because we're out of debt. We don't owe anybody. We don't have, and we're staying out of debt. We're not going back into debt. I'm talking about consumer debt, like credit cards, autos, student loans, you know, borrowing money from people. So that's how it's possible, okay? And the whole point of me making this video is because people say that they don't have enough money. They're living paycheck to paycheck. I think it's 7 out of 10 or 8 out of 10 people are living paycheck to paycheck, according to Dave Ramsey and what he talks about. And basically they're in debt. You know what I mean? Nobody lives on a budget. I mean, nobody does a budget. That's another reason why we don't have money. We feel like we don't have money. And the reason why I say it like that is because we make enough money to have money. Guys, compared to some countries in the world, we make a lot of money. Okay? The average household income is, I think it's like $50,000, $40,000 to $50,000 or something like that. So, man, even that's a lot of money. We may think it's not a lot, you know, and some people make $250,000 a year. I mean, and they're still broke. And when I mean broke, that means that they're living paycheck to paycheck. As soon as they get their check, it's gone. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's even worse for people that make more money as opposed to those who make less than that. And what we do is we say, okay, I need to get a raise. I need to get a raise. I need to make more money. Why? I mean, so you can continue to borrow more money so you can not have any money left at the end of the month? I mean, to me, I think, honestly, I think God's like, no, I'm not going to give you more money yet. You're not responsible with the money you got now. You know what I'm saying? Like, so if we're responsible with the little things, you know, the raise is going to come. You know what I'm saying? I mean, plus there's inflation, and there's always gonna be a raise happening, whether it's like, you know, 50 cents to a dollar or whatever, you know. So good companies give their employees raises, you know. Eventually, as the economy goes up, your money, your pay should go up as well. So that's just an aside. But the main point is, right now that we're out of debt and we've paid off my student loans. I had, what was it, $46,000 in student loans. We paid it off in 15 months. That's gone. And every time we made a payment, it was like $800 to $1,000. And that's because we lived on beans and rice, y'all. We stopped going out. We had a budget. We told every single dollar where it's going to go. And that it changes a lot for you. Because when you do a budget, you sit down and you're actually being responsible. That's the first step to being responsible with your money, is budgeting and telling where to go instead of wondering where it went. Another thing for us, it helped out our marriage because I communicated a lot more with my wife. My wife communicated a lot more with me. I had to be open about my loans. You know what I'm saying? We combined our bank account. If you're married, put your bank account together. Don't have separate. I mean, that's division. Put it together, work on it together, and that's helped our marriage. You know what I'm saying? And it's still helping our marriage, because now we're out of debt. We're actually investing our money and saving our money, and we're spending as well. You know what I mean? We have a little bit of cash to spend here and there. We can tip our waitress a little bit more than we used to. You know, we can splurge for a whole weekend, you know, whatever. All the while, we're still saving 15% to our retirement, and we're still putting away for our kids' college, and we're still paying off our mortgage, and we still have a little bit left over. And I'm not bragging. I'm just saying, like, guys, there's no excuse for us to say, oh, I don't have enough money. You do have enough money. The average car payment in America today is $500. $500. 500 of your own hard-earned dollars are going to the bank because of the car that's sitting in your driveway. And if you own a truck, $700. And then at the end of the day, we're like, oh, I need to make more money so that way I can borrow more money. Because what happens? We go to the store, you know, and we just got a raise, and we're like, oh, I can afford the payment. Yeah, you can afford the payment, but you're still not paying yourself money. You're still giving it to the bank. You're still giving it to somebody else who lends you that money, and you're paying extra. I mean, that doesn't make any sense. That's foolish. You know, that's... We could put it into a good growth stock mutual fund to where it gains money for us. You know what I'm saying? For being able to retire wealthy, for being able to give more money, for being able to spend more money. There's three things you can do with money. You can give it, you can save it, you could spend it. Those are the basic three things with money. You give, save, and spend. So what do? You give 10% to your church. Okay, there's 10%. The more money you make, the more money you have. You know, you give 10% to your church. You can give even more if you want to when you're out of debt. You save it. You put it in a good growth stock mutual fund that averages, you know, an annual return of 12%, 10 to 12%. You know, has a good long track record. Been alive for several years. You know, and that's just being smart with money. You're being smart with money. And I've seen it to where people are like, oh, I could get it like that. I could get it like that. Has it worked out? Has it ever worked out? Like, for anybody that you know, I can get it like that. Or I can, you know, other than... Because if you do it illegally, yeah, you can get it like that. But it's illegal. It's not right. You know, that's not the right way to make money. You know, and you live in fear. You're worried about people behind your back. You know, you're worried about going to jail. You know, if you do it the honest way, it takes time. Yeah, it's slow like a turtle. But it's honest, good, God-honoring work that you do. You see what I'm saying? Like, we make enough money to be rich. We do. It's just we're not making, and we have good work ethic. It's just we're not making smart decisions with our money. We're not telling it where to go. We're not, you know, we're compulsively buying things that we don't necessarily need at the moment. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of it could be like, oh, I want the nicest stuff so people can see what I look like. You know, it's an outward appearance. You know what I'm saying? And that's normal for people. You know, I need a credit score. I got to have my credit score higher. You know what I mean? And all the credit score does is it basically says that you know how to borrow money. That's it. If I give you $1 million today, your credit score would stay the same. It would go down if you stop paying. It would go up if you start paying on time. But it does not. It's not an indicator of wealth. It's not. It just tells how well you know how to borrow money, and borrowing money is foolish. Bottom line, it is, because think about it. You're say you buy a car. If you buy a brand new car for $30,000, it goes down 70% as soon as it leaves the lot. How is that a good investment? It goes down 70%, and you're paying more than what you paid for, more than the $30,000 in interest. How smart is that? You can put that car payment in a good growth stock mutual fund, and it's gonna grow, $500,000, you know, exponentially. It just makes sense, y'all. So there's no excuse for it to say that we don't have money when we do. It's our responsibility, and it's our fault that we don't have any at the end of the month because we're paying payments. It's our responsibility that we need to budget. If we don't budget, we're not gonna figure out where it goes. You know what I'm saying? So we have to tell every dollar where to go, so that way we know where our money's at. Instead of just thinking, oh yeah, I think there's an extra $500 in every month, so I can afford that payment. And then by the time you look up and you do a budget, you find that your payments are more than what you make. And then at that point, we're like, oh, I gotta make more money because I'm not earning enough to make my payments. That's not smart, y'all. Like, we need to get out of that mentality. You know what I'm saying? Like. And we think that it's normal. You know what I'm saying? We think that it's the normal way to go because because we're living the blind are leading the blind. Like, we're like saying, oh, we got to get a credit score, or we got to have this, we got to get a house, we got to do it this way, you know what I'm saying? And that's the wrong way, and everybody's telling everybody this is how you're supposed to do it, when it's not. It's a foolish way to go. Y'all, that's why I like this plan they were on, the 7 baby steps by Dave Ramsey, because it's a proven plan to actually having money in your pocket, so that way you can give more, you can spend more, and you can save more. So there's no excuse for us not to save. In fact, I think there was an article by CNN just recently saying that Americans have saved the most money that they've had since like the Great Depression. It's from CNN or something like that. Like $2 trillion, they saved $2 trillion within the last month alone. So and I'm assuming that's because of the pandemic. People are frantic, like, oh shoot, man, we got to save money, because a lot of us lost our jobs. What's going to happen if you lose your job? You don't have an emergency fund and you have payments. You're stuck. You know what I mean? What are you going to do? Borrow more money so you can pay those payments and be in more debt? That's why it's important to have an emergency fund, which is baby step three. Have a fully funded emergency fund of 3 to 6 months of expenses. You know what I'm saying? So like right now, say the pandemic lasts for 3 months. Say you have 3 to 6 months of expenses saved only for emergencies. Say you lose your job for 3 months. You're covered for 3 months with that emergency fund to try to look for a job or try to make more money you know what I'm saying? To try to figure out what to do. That's why you have an emergency for stuff that happens like this. Because the economy can crash. It has several times before. We've seen it several times before. So it's not a matter of how it's going to happen. It's just a matter of when. And you want to be prepared for a rainy day. That's why you have an emergency fund. Another reason for emergency fund, it's insurance on your money. Say you have a 401k. You got, you know, thousands of dollars in there, hundreds of thousands of dollars in your 401k, and you don't have money for an emergency like this happens, you're forced to take from your 401k before it's time to take it out, and then at that point you're hit with a 25 to 50% penalty on your money. So you lose money from your 401k because you don't have an emergency fund to cover that. You see what I'm saying? That's smart. You know, save for a rainy day. You know, you in the house of the wise, there's choice food and oil. You know what I'm saying? The wise person gains it little by little instead of trying to make it hastily, fast. You know, it's like that old story, the tortoise and the hare. Who wins the race eventually? The tortoise. You know what I'm saying? And social media and TV and things are, you know, they put these commercials and stuff out there that, oh, I need to have the nicest stuff so that I can look like this in front of everybody. That's causing us to go into debt. You know what I'm saying? Like, we feel like we need the nicest things. And if you really think about it, what's the whole reason for our car? To go from point A to point B. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can have nice stuff, but first we need to get a handle on our money. Once we get to that point, then we could pay for our stuff cash. Y'all, like, I wish I would have started this earlier. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm close to 40, and I'm just now figuring this stuff out. If I would have started this, like, as you know, in high school, man, by the point now, I would have been able to buy a nice car cash. I would have been able to have a small decent home paid for, but. You know what I mean? I didn't have that knowledge, and it took me to get to a point to where I was just like, it took us to get to a point in our marriage to where we're just like, no, we're done with this. We got to a point where we were looking at the bank account, we're negative every month. We're like, what the heck is going on? You know, and we found this guy called Dave Ramsey on YouTube, the 7 baby steps, and we're like, and I had heard about him before. I seen a book of his at Barnes & Noble, and I was like, let's try this out. I think this works, because I've been listening to his radio show, and there's people that do debt-free screams and they scream out when they're debt-free on this show, and they talk about their story. I'm like, man, this really sounds like it's gonna work. So we tried it, and dude, it's working. We had an emergency fund one to start out with. We paid off debt, $50,000 or more in debt, you know. That's including my student loans. We have an emergency fund of 3 to 6 months of expenses. We're on the way. We've been paying 15% of our income to retirement. And let me help you out with that. 15% of retirement. So okay, if you make $4,000 a month, 10% of that is $400. 10% of that is $400. And then what is it, half of that? So $420 every month is going to retirement. If you make $4,000 a month, 15% of that is $420. So $420 a month to retirement. Boom, boom, boom. Every single month. And we're able to do that because we actually have the money at the end of the month, because we don't owe any money. We don't owe on our student loans anymore. We don't owe to Best Buy. We don't owe to, I had several payments to people that loan me money. We don't owe money to them. All that money, I'm telling you, we're being responsible with it. And I feel like this is, it's a responsible way to handle money, and it's a wise way to handle money. It's not greedy. Greedy is actually, you know, trying to gain stuff unjustly so that you can have money for the wrong purposes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm telling you guys, this is the way to go. So don't complain if you don't have money, if you don't have a budget. Don't complain if you don't have money, if you owe money. Don't complain if you don't have money, if you're eating out 5 times a week. Don't complain if you don't have money, if you owe somebody, if you owe money to the bank. It's your fault. It's our fault. That's the whole reason why we don't have money at the end of the month, because we're irresponsible with money. If we're responsible with money, we'll see where everything goes, and then we'll decide, okay, now I can have money left over now that I paid this off. I hope this helps out, you guys. I got a podcast. I'll leave a link in the description. Have a good one, y'all. Take care. Bye.